Thy mercy, my God, is the theme of my
welcome,
song.
Friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
If any man in the Scripture had reason to boast of his standing in Christ, it would have been Paul. He was a man who had a clear and startling conversion experience. He was a man acquainted with demonstrations of the power of the Holy Ghost. He was left for dead and yet lived, was beaten and injured for the cause of Christ, and yet remained unbowed before his accusers. He was caught up to the third heaven and saw the dead raised by his touch. Yet he confessed that he was the chief of sinners and declared that the only reason he was what he was because of the mercy of God. It is natural that men in the flesh should boast of their good fortune, since they in general attribute it to their own effort in some measure. We are reminded of this when we hear great leaders and successful businessmen tell us how they picked themselves up by the bootstraps and made something of themselves. We are not surprised to see men operating in the religion of the flesh doing the same thing, as they recount how they let the Lord in their heart or decided for Christ. Men desire to be credited with having done something to secure their salvation, as they might describe it. Such talk as that reveals that a man has no understanding at all how it is that a man is brought to know the way of Christ. The Lord set forth a principle before his disciples that was quite shocking. In fact, it is so contrary to the natural thinking of man as to be thought ridiculous. No one in his right mind would ever embrace it. He said, "Resist not evil, but whosoever shall smite thee on the right cheek, turn to him the other also. But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you." In instructing the Jews on the release of indentured servant from their debt after 7 years, the Lord told them to not only set them free, but to give them a portion of their own sheep, grain, and wine when they left. He knew this would be an impossible thing for them to do cheerfully. So he said, "Remember that you were a slave in Egypt when I set you free." Then he told them that the reason he would have them forgive the debt of others is so that they might be reminded that they had been set free from the bondage of Egypt. How much more is that true for those who are set free from their sin by the work of Christ on Calvary? We must forgive others in order that we might be reminded of his mercy. A certain antidote to the pride of our religious flesh is to remember the place we were when the Lord found us. Thus saith the Lord God unto Jerusalem, "Thy birth and thy nativity is of the land of Canaan. Thy father was an Amorite, thy mother a Hittite. As for thy nativity and the day that thou wast born, thy navel was not cut. Neither wast thou washed in water to supple thee. Thou wast not salted at all, nor swaddled at all. None I pitied thee to do any of these unto thee, to have compassion upon thee. But thou wast cast out in the open field to the loathing of thine own person in the day that thou wast born. And when I passed by, I saw thee polluted in thine own blood. I said unto thee, when thou wast in thy blood, live. Yea, I said unto thee, when thou wast in thy blood, live. Now when I passed by thee and looked upon thee, behold, thy time was the time of love, and I spread my skirt over thee and covered thy nakedness. Yea, I swore unto thee and entered into a covenant with thee, saith the Lord God, and thou becamest mine." May we ever remember that it is the Lord who redeemed us while we were yet in a place of rebellion and fighting against his every command. But God commendeth his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. May we ever remember that it is the Lord who sought us when we were seeking out our own pleasure and satisfied with our own way. There is none that understandeth. There is none that seeketh after God. They are all gone out of the way. They are together become unprofitable. There is none that doeth good. No, not one. For the Son of Man is come to save that which was lost. He brought us in a way that we knew not. May we ever remember that before we were slaves to sin, Christ became sin for us. For he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Like the prodigal, we had spent all and had nothing but filthy rags to show for it. He has killed for us the fatted calf and taken us unto his bosom. May we ever remember that there is no place for boasting except in the cross of our Lord. Things which are despised hath God chosen, yea, and things which are not, to bring to naught the things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence. But of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, that according as it is written, "He that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord." We are reminded of his mercy to us each time he enables us to show mercy to others.
If you would like a free transcript of this broadcast, email us at forthepoor@windstream.net.